This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The president and attorney general announced steps to reduce gun violence, which has spiked after an initial drop when the pandemic began. They're working to deter illegal gun trafficking, which affects large cities, and will crack down on gun dealers who sell to people who shouldn't have a gun.
Zero tolerance. If you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check.
President Biden says
this doesn't affect responsible gun owners or Second Amendment rights.
The White House is limited in what it can do about guns. So President Biden is also urging communities to use federal grants to bolster anti-violence and intervention programs and provide jobs for teens during the summer.
Make sure young people pick up a paycheck instead of a pistol.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is alarmed by the reports and called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent and independent investigation. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursue